الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The Quran Sharif, as it is a guidance for every avenue of our lives. For the new couple getting married, the Quran Sharif has given directions what they should do, the husband and wife. And also all those who are married for a long time, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, if we will observe and follow this direction of the Quran Sharif, we will reach where we want to reach. That is, have happiness in our home. Otherwise, there are many people who are married so long, but still so many fights taking place, whereas the object of marriage was لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you find peace of mind, happiness and solace. The husband is happy with his wife, wife is happy with her husband. A life of Jannat Allah will give in this world if we will observe what the Quran Sharif says. And this is for each and every person of us. So let us try and listen with the niyat of practicing. Not only the new bridegroom and the new bride, but it is a lesson for me and for all of us. It's not only for me to speak, but for me also to practice. And if we want to reach our destination, we will have to follow our GPS, and it will show us how to reach our destination. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ, and Allah mentions the woman's rights first. They also have God's rights. مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ, and their rights are very similar to that which are upon them. That is the husband's rights. The Quran Sharif says the wife also has got rights, the husband also has got rights. And those rights, how to regulate them, how will they be regulated? Bil ma'aruf. That is, there are two meanings to that. One is, in society what it is seen. Who is a good husband? What do people regard as a good husband, as a good wife? What does he do for his wife? What does she do for her husband? Urf. And the other is according to Shariat, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Not only what is the society may be way out of line, but what Allah Ta'ala has commanded, we have to see that also. And the combination of that and the middle line between that, one is a person like becomes very pious and he doesn't fulfill the rights of the wife, what is known in society. Or the wife becomes very pious and she doesn't worry about her husband. No, both parties have to see to one another on that middle line. And a simple example of this is, like if there is a carriage, a horse carriage, donkey cart, anything. Horse carriage, it has got two wheels on the side of the carriage. So both wheels must play their part. If one wheel is moving front and the one wheel is moving back, that cart can't move. If you have only one, you put both wheels on one side, the other side no wheels, that cart can't move. There must be the two sides. So our deen has stipulated that the one wheel, the husband's wheel, must be out of the house. Go and earn rosy, go and work. And the other wheel, the wife, she must be in the house. Looking after the house, looking after the children, bringing them up properly. If we will do that, then this cart with the family as they will come, the children will be moving forward in a wonderful way. The boss, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And Allah has given one step, a responsibility, one more responsibility to the husband, that he is the Amir, he will be the director of the house. So that also, if the wife wants to wear the pants, then things are not going to go right. The husband must wear the pants. He must make the rules in the house. And he must make the correct rules, bil ma'ruf, according to what Allah Ta'ala has stipulated. Not his own rules. Naturally, Allah has made woman weaker. So the man has to take that extra responsibility. And he must fulfill that duty and responsibility. Then this cart will move so nicely and we'll have a happy married life. So may Allah Ta'ala make it that all of us, the new bridegroom, pride. All of us, we come to learn. We don't learn what our duties are. We ask a lot for our rights, but we don't know what are the rights we must fulfill. For example, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not ask any person whether other people fulfilled your rights, your wife, your children, your neighbors, nobody. Allah will ask every person, did you fulfill the rights of the other person? So that we have to see, the husband must not worry whether my wife is fulfilling my rights. He must worry, I must fulfill my wife's rights. And the wife must not demand, my husband is not fulfilling my rights. She must be worried to fulfill her rights. And when we have done this for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will make the other person to fulfill their rights also. And when we want to start fighting, and we want to go to court and all those things, then nothing good comes out. Only bitterness and sourness comes out from there. But when we work to please Allah, goodness will come. May Allah give us all tawfiq. I'll just end off on this. One good friend of ours, he was young still, and he had to get married. He told me, Maulana, make dua that Allah makes me to be a good husband. Normally what will we say? Oh, make dua that I must get a good wife. If we are good husbands, Allah is going to give us good wives. And if we are bad husbands, we will get that. That is from the Quran Sharif. الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. That if we are good, we will get good. So we must worry to be good. And the woman also. Every girl also says, I want a good husband. No, and it is right. But you become a good wife, you will get a good husband. May Allah Ta'ala grant happiness in this new marriage year, in all of us, the whole ummah's all marriages. May Allah Ta'ala give love between the two families, and may Allah let each one fulfill the rights of the other, and let us see the barakat and the tamarat, the fruit of what an Islamic marriage is all about. And we enjoy that life of Jannat in this world. May Allah grant it to us all, inshallah.